Beginning 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome. This is the Rain Report. I'm Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. This week, something special. The Young DXers of Amateur Radio. Here's filmmaker Dave Bell, W6AQ.
This is Dave Bell, W6AQ, at the International DX Convention in Visalia, this year under the supervision of the Southern California DX Club, and I'm standing here with Andrew Papp, W6YB, who looks to me like perhaps the youngest ham at this convention. Andrew, how old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at the Culver City High School.
With all of the talk these days about recruiting young hams, I'm curious to know, Andrew, how did you come to become a ham?
Well, I had my friend, and he told me his brother was a pilot. And he got me into scanning. I got a radio scanner. After that, I got a family radio service radio, and I started handing that out to my friends, and we would play radio. My dad hired a person who happened to be a ham, and I said, you know, this is great. This is what I've been looking for, a hobby with radio. And I started studying for my technician and just went on like that.
So how long ago was all of that?
May of 2001 is when I got my license, so about that time.
And here you are at a DX and contesting convention. Are you a DXer and a contester?
Yes, I would say I'm a DXer and contester, but I would also say I have other interests in ham radio. I have a main interest in, I would say, HF, and whenever I hear a DX station on, I'll put my push-to-talk on and give out my call.
Now, what do you think about the widely held belief that kids your age aren't interested in such things as amateur radio? They're all caught up in computers and girls.
I would say that's actually a false belief. Sure enough, there are some kids that are not interested, but I think if we maybe continue on with the tradition of ham radio, and because there are a lot of elements in ham radio that cannot be in the internet, and if we kind of highlight those, then ham radio will live on.
So would you look at yourself as kind of a Pied Piper among people your age? Are you getting more kids interested in ham radio?
Well, as far as getting more kids interested in ham radio, I started a club at my high school. Their call sign is Kilo Golf 6 Romeo Romeo Romeo. And we've got 8 kids studying for their technicians now, and that's actually what really sparks my belief that ham radio is still possible in the future.
And who is teaching the class?
Well, I'm the club that, well, actually, I have a teacher, a man by the Mr. Bakunin, ex-KC2RQB, and he's advising me, and I'm the leader there, you know, helping them study for their license.
And how are they doing?
Well, honestly, we've been studying for about a year now. We've been working with the school and getting a station on the air, but since we don't have a station on the air, it's kind of hard to maybe move them forward. But I think if not all 8, but at least 3 will pass.
That's terrific. Do you have any closing words for all of the people listening to you, words of advice from a 15-year-old?
I would probably say that we should not get our heads down and say ham radio is a dying hobby. I think at this point we have a turning point, and we can you know, say ham radio is going to die in the next 15 years or so and go by that. Or we can look forward and you know, encourage young hams. You know, make sure in 100 years or 90 years or whatever it may be, when I'm 60 years old, that I can go to DX convention like this.
Caleb Gerbrandt, KD7RDY. Caleb, how old are you?
15.
And where do you go to school?
I'm actually homeschooled.
That's great. And what state do you live in?
North of Seattle in Washington.
You've met the other 15-year-old here. Are you older or younger than the other 15-year-old?
Well, I think I'm younger by just a couple months.
So we have 2 15-year-olds at this convention, and you're one of them. This is a DX and contesting convention. Are you a DXer and a contester?
Dyed in the wool. Actually, there's another 15-year-old here. His name is Tristan. Yeah, but absolutely, I've worked 210 countries, and I'm on every major contest.
So do you have your own contest station, or do you work somebody else's?
Well, I guess you could call it a contest station, but I prefer to use somebody with some really huge antennas.
How did you get interested in ham radio?
Well, 4-H and Future Farmers of America had a class on amateur radio that some members of the local club are putting on, and a week later I took the tech and passed.
That's just great. Do you have an Elmer?
Yeah, you bet. Actually, I use his station on contest weekends, and he's scouted out a lot of nice equipment for me.
So what is your Elmer's call sign?
W7KCN, and there's all the local big-time DXers, Dick Mullen, N7RO, W7EKM. They all like to help me out.
Since you're homeschooled, I'm curious to know whether you think that ham radio is an up-and-coming hobby for teenagers. The standard wisdom is that teenagers are not at all interested in ham radio. They're only interested in computers and girls.
Well, I came down here to Visalia, and I thought I was going to see the Miss California pageant, but it turns out they were just a bunch of bald 52-year-old men. Yeah, but I think it's a great hobby, and I think that if more teenagers knew about it, I think a lot of them would be interested. I believe that school stations are a great idea. I've worked a number of them, and I think the word just needs to be passed out about amateur radio. Not too many kids know about it yet.
And you're an extra class licensee. How long have you been licensed?
Since March 2002.
So we have a lot of us old guys around here at this DX convention. What advice would you give to us to get more 15-year-olds showing up at this convention?
Well, just about everyone here is a grandparent. You can start by talking to your grandkids. Contact your school if you know any other young kids. Have them over, look over your equipment. Maybe they can make a contact, you being the control operator, something like that.
You're too young to drive, so how did you get here?
My grandparents live 20 miles out of Visalia here, so I'm down here for a week staying at Grandma and Grandpa's place.
There you have it. Staying at Grandma and Grandpa's place. Grandpa brought him over. Grandpa may even get a ham radio license. So the absolutely youngest 15-year-old at the International DX Convention in Visalia, California, is KG6SWO. His name is Tristan Phillips. Tristan, you are younger than the other two guys by...
3 months by the first and about 15 days by the second.
What class of licensee are you?
I run novice. And I'm working my way up to get a technician.
How did you get interested in amateur radio?
My dad worked his way through all the classes, and he's now, I think he's an advanced, and so he kind of inspired me to, you know, get into amateur radio, and I've been working, and I'm trying to get my other licenses like him, and you know.
So you're here at a DX and contesting convention. Are you a DXer and a contester?
I would like to be. I'm going to get into it with my dad. Sooner or later, I will be.
And where do you live and where do you go to school?
I live in Granite Bay, California, which is 30 minutes out of Sacramento. It's right near Roseville. And I go to Granite Bay High.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
Is there a radio club or any kind of radio activities at your school?
No, but I'm looking to change that.
You think you might get a radio club going at your school?
I could try.
Are any of your pals interested in ham radio?
Yeah, I had a few guys who said they wanted to try it, but I don't think they really... follow through, so I'm going to have to, you know, get them back in there and help them out and see if they can get their license.
So what do you have to say to us old-timers who are really concerned that young people are more interested in girls and computers than they are in ham radio?
We just got to try to get our kids interested, and if they're not interested, we can't do much about it.
But you think you're going to get some of your pals interested in ham radio, huh?
I know a few of them who thought it was pretty interesting and pretty neat that you could talk to other people on the radio. So, yeah, I think...
So all in all, there were at least four under 20-year-old DXer contesters at the International DX Contest in Visalia, California, the fourth being W6JAY, the Young Ham of the Year. But he was 18, and with a bunch of 15-year-olds for competition, too old to interview and too busy at the sessions to catch up with. This is Dave Bell, W6AQ 73.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you to all those who participated with you. For the Rain Report, I'm Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF.
The Rain Report is copyright 2004 Rain, all rights reserved.